Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
We do. I haven't gotten an updated sheet. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Hi, John.
Hello, dear. And we're talking with Greg Balbera, and he is the owner of Certified Senior Advisor, Right at Home, Nassau and Suffolk. I'm saying that wrong. It doesn't come off.
No, you're saying
I'm
it wrong.
I'm the owner of Right at Home in Home Care and Assistance, but I am a Certified Senior Advisor.
That's why, because the first time I said it, this is not sounding good. And I've known Greg going around to different organizations. You're very involved, which is, that's important. You need somebody who's going around also to the programs and listening to what seniors want. You can't live, work this by living in an office 24/7. You have to go out to the committees. You got to go out to the senior centers. And I see you going around doing all those things. One thing that we were going to start talking about, which we were, is the life cycle. People are living longer, but it doesn't mean, as Ruth even says, it doesn't mean they're living better, which falls then upon Greg, to be honest with you, because you're trying to come up with a safe environment. Bottom line, and you also said that people are next door. You know, unfortunately, you get a job and you get a transfer, you got to take it. You know, years ago, everybody was, you know, Manhattan was the job, and everybody lived in New Jersey or Long Island. Well, that doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
So your son and your daughters can be 300 miles away, and mom needs help.
Absolutely.
And so they have to wind up with a place, not in a bad way.
Sure.
In a location of yours, and I know your locations.
Yep.
But just go through the benefits. You know, so when a person can call you.
Sure. Please give the contact information. How does one find
Right Home? Sure. So right. Our phone number is 516-719-5999.
Could you repeat it slower?
Sure. 516-719-5999. We also have a website where we have lots of great information about our office, our services, lots of blogs, such as Celebrating Thanksgiving Safely with Senior Loved Ones, all types of blogs on senior issues, and our website there is www.rightathomeli.com. We also have a Right at Home Fall Prevention Guide, so if anybody's interested, feel free to have them reach out to us. They can contact us, they can email us through the website.
Okay.
We'd be happy to send anybody a fall prevention guide, especially this time of year with really comes into play some of the things that are very important with fall prevention. Keeping clutter out of pathways. I know everybody wants to decorate their house for the holidays,
right.
But especially in a senior's home, someone who's using a walker, or a cane, or a wheelchair, some useful tips are keeping clutter out of pathways, making sure flooring is tacked down. So if someone doesn't have hardwood floors, that they have, if they have rugs, you want to have the non-slip rubber matting underneath, or tacked down edges. If someone has really old shag carpeting, that's absolutely terrible for seniors.
Right.
Someone who's shuffling, shag is like a guaranteed disaster waiting to happen. So sometimes, you know, ripping up shag carpeting to have those hardwood floors underneath definitely makes it safer. Seems counterintuitive. You would think it would be better to fall on the carpeting, but if you don't have the shag carpeting, you're less likely to fall.
Right.
Putting nightlights in bedrooms, bathrooms, hallways is super important for seniors. Things such as removing electrical cords. A lot of seniors will have tons of electrical cords. Those are definitely, you know, trip and hazards. So we find we recommend a lot of people. So one of the things that I do is when we get new clients through Right at Home, one of the things that we'd offer is that myself and my nurse will go to the house. We meet with the client in their environment. And besides talking to them and their loved ones and putting together a care plan, we will walk around the house and make suggestions on how we can make the house safer,
for a safer environment.
So some of the things that we just mentioned about night lights, sometimes we're advising, you know, people that they need to put in, you know, grab bars in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
If they have if they have big drawers or dressers in hallways, a lot of times when a senior is walking, if they lose their breath or if they lose their balance, they may think, okay, well, let me grab onto this bookshelf. And if that thing is not secured to the wall, mm-hmm. they'll grab that, and next, you know, they're on the floor, and that bookshelf can be on top of that. So we do those walkthroughs through the house. We make a lot of recommendations to
clients. I think that's very, very helpful.
Absolutely. And we also recommend, you know, we don't do it ourselves, but we are familiar with companies that put in ramps.
Right.
Or stair lifts, so we can make a lot of recommendations for people where they need those types of service. Right, you know, right at home, we're always looking to help people however we can help.
Well, what it is too is many seniors live in homes that are dated. Very few of them living in a home that's 5 years old. They're living in a home that's 20, 30 years old, and like light fixtures, sockets, whatever you call them, they're, you know, a new home is 5 feet apart. Older homes, you got one or two in a room. That's why they have these wires and extension cords and everything's wrapped. You know, and it doesn't take much just to lose your balance.
Absolutely.
And your hip is gone.
One of the first things we tell people all the time is we look at where the bed is, where they're sleeping.
Okay.
And one of the things we definitely want to do is make sure that there's a light switch which is easily accessible right from the bed, whether it's from a lying down position or simply when they swing their legs over. Because if that light switch isn't there, a senior who might be getting up and going to the bathroom once, twice, three, four times a night, in the dark.
Example, a lamp on a night table.
Correct. So you want to have that light switch, you know, really right nearby so they can turn that on right away,
right,
so that their path is clearly lit for them to get back and forth from mm-hmm. the bathroom at nighttime.
Yeah, no, it's very important, and people don't pay attention. And that, unfortunately, becomes, in my mind, an adult child's job, or like for you to be coming in, because you have to, you don't, the senior doesn't see it. If I've lived with that pile of junk in the corner, I'm not paying attention to it. You're used to it.
Well, they may not. One, they may not see it, and two, oftentimes they're dealing with a lot of cognitive issues, so they're not. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're not seeing it; it's mm-hmm. just that they're not capable of seeing some of the things.
They're not processing it.
So, yep, absolutely. So, and listen, we offer aides and companions, and we do all kinds of shifts. Whatever the client wants, we work around their schedule. We don't have fixed schedules. So our clients we do daytime shifts, we do nighttime shifts, we do evening shifts, we have live-ins around the clock, from everything from 4 hours a day to 24 hours a day, seven days.
Oh, really?
You
can do a 4-hour, like somebody just needs somebody for a couple of hours
until
they get home from work, so to speak,
absolutely.
Or whatever.
So we do absolutely everything right at home.
Could you repeat the contact information again?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 516-719-5999. And our website is www.rightathomeli.com.
The big thing that Greg just said, which I think is very important, is, and you talk to certain firms, a lot of these organizations, you know, you got to hire them for the whole week, or you got to do 24-hour shifts, mm-hmm. you got to do something. A 4-hour one is, you know, especially like where I am in Great Neck. You have the Great Neck Senior Center. The bus will pick you up in the morning, bus will bring you home, so now you're at the senior center. Not, you know, these are not for people who need 24/7 care, but somebody you're just more comfortable if there was somebody in the house. Then you could have somebody, you know, if I'm going to be an adult child and I'm going to be over in the evening, to have somebody from Greg's company come over and say, I'll be there and I'll make sure dinner's ready.
Fill the gaps.
Yeah, to fill the gaps, you know, same thing on a weekend. It's just, you know.
And you want to make sure while you're at work, as you said, maybe making sure that the person is taking their morning medication or their afternoon mm-hmm. medication, mm-hmm. making sure they're getting a meal or getting enough fluid so they don't get dehydrated.
Right, right.
Lots of little things. We do their laundries. You know, last thing you want is a senior who has balance issues or using a walker and a cane, walking up and down those rickety stairs
Do you train your employees?
Yep, all of our caregivers are trained. They're all bonded and insured. They're background checked. All of our caregivers get 12 hours of in-service a year. All different types of things, whether it's dealing with people with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all the different types of tasks that they need to perform in the homes for seniors. We also have a full-time RN on staff who goes out and supervises our caregivers in the field.
Wow.
We have some more advanced cases. Some clients need Hoyer lifts or have more advanced needs. So RN is there supervising, providing services in the field. So we really pride ourselves on doing a lot of training and making sure that our staff is well-versed in the needs of the clients.
That's really wonderful.
What it is, what Greg is doing, and I know I'm repeating myself here, he's doing what a caring family did 30 years ago. And I'm not saying by hiring Greg means your family isn't caring. It's just not possible anymore. Life gets in the way, and as you said it earlier, now you have two people working. Years ago, it was, you know, most women stayed home.
Right.
They took
right.
care of the children. Then they had that break for a couple of years, and then they started taking care of their parents or the in-laws.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, both husband and wife are working. You don't have the option. So you need somebody to come in. And who you want somebody you can trust, who you feel comfortable with, and you're not going to be getting calls in the middle of the night that something's gone crazy. And that's important. And Greg has that reputation, which is important.
Yep. And we have a full-time staff in the office as well, schedulers, HR coordinators. So we like to think of ourselves as like almost like a concierge service.
Okay.
So sometimes it's the clients calling us. Oftentimes it's the adult children or the spouse or a niece, a nephew, neighbors, family. They're calling us to discuss scheduling needs or changing scheduling needs.
Right, right.
Obviously, each client's needs are different. So there's lots of conversations going on all the time, and there's a constant communication between us and the client, between us and the caregiver. We're updating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Clients'
good.
Needs are changing
good.
All the time also, you know, especially clients that have some of the diseases that we see are very common in seniors, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, they're progressive diseases, so typically the client is only getting worse. So the care plans right. have to change. You know, the care plan that we put in place 5 years ago mm-hmm. for someone that had Parkinson's or Alzheimer's is going to be different almost every year as we progress along with them.
Somebody right. told me years ago, I think they had
True.
Parkinson's or Alzheimer's.
Today
was the best day
they're
ever going to have. He had Parkinson's?
Yes.
Yeah, so on each day, he's never going to get better. So today was the best day he's ever going to have. So I agree with you. It's a matter of having honest conversation with the families.
Absolutely.
That's what you need so that they feel comfortable that you're talking to them on their level. You know, that's, you know, if there's not a feeling of trust, you know, in all these kind of things.
Right, right.
Then, and you know it yourself. Then if you went through it with your husband with Parkinson's.
I did. I went through it for 20 years.
How many?
20 years.
Wow.
And one of the big things that we see as the spouse of someone who has a progressive disease like that, part of the benefit of the services we provide is what we call respite care. So let's say we're taking care of someone that has Parkinson's, the ability for that spouse to get out of the house, if they want, it's really up to them. And each situation is completely different. But sometimes the spouse wants to get out of the house for 2 hours a day or
right,
4 hours
right,
a day
right.
or 6 hours a day
mm-hmm.
to go out, have lunch with their friends, go
it's
to the
very
library,
important.
See a movie. When they're out, they're recharge. You know, they can kind of catch their breath, mm-hmm. refocus, recharge their batteries. This way, when you are with your loved one, you can really give them 100% of your
right,
energy
true.
And
you
your love.
That.
It's very, very important because other studies do show that oftentimes the family caregiver, the primary caregiver, gets so sick from the stress of caregiving for the loved ones that they often pass away before the person who was initially sick.
Unfortunately, I could see that.
Yep.
We're also out of time. We've been here with Greg Balbera talking. He is the owner of Right at Home, which is a tremendous organization. Phone number is 516-719-5999. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.